Okay, thanks, Dr. Pond, very much. I'm going to stand down here. I know I'm short, but you're welcome for not being able to see me. Yes, I'm a millennial. And the question is what the hell am I doing up here, right? What is this self-centered, confident, entitled 26-year-old up here doing talking to you guys? And I'm not going to lie, Dr. Pond had some great points, but here's how it went down. So my old seed stock producer, Jason Ahola, emailed me about 8 months back asking for some topics for this symposium. And in my most sarcasm way, I said, well, why my generation sucks and why every kid shouldn't get a ribbon. Thanks for not ruining that, Dr. Pond, by the way. And so, yes, they changed the title, and that's okay with me. I think some of us would be appalled, but bear with me, millennials, because this is going to turn into something great. So I learned a lesson from Dr. Ahola. Never again am I going to give a title, because that's what happened to me up here, right? Hashtag ain't doing that shit again, right? Hashtag what's a hashtag? Hashtag why do you idiots talk in hashtag, right? So that's why I'm here. So like Dr. Pond said, my name's Cassie Lapisotis. I'm a member of my family's feeding and farming and cattle operation in western Nebraska. And upon graduating from Colorado State University, I returned home to work directly in my family's operation. And in the 4.5 years that I've been back, it's led me to be able to give me the opportunity to lead 6 people. 4 on the feedlot side, 2 on our cowherd side. And when I started writing this speech, it was 7 people, age range 20 to 65. Today, that's 6, age range 35 to 65. One of us kids these days decided that she wasn't going to work for us anymore in about a 7-month span. Because that's what us millennials do, right? We don't stick around for anything. We can't wait for the next thing. We move on. We don't care. And that's the truth. And that's what we're going to focus on today is us millennials and how we are in the workforce today. Not 100% specific in agriculture, but in the workplace in general. So in order to do that, I find it very necessary to outline characteristics amongst each generation. Because without understanding where each generation comes from, you guys will never understand us. We don't even understand us, so nobody's going to understand us. But we're going to start off with, if you are between the ages of 70 and 90, I need you to please just raise your hand. All right, wow, I thought nobody would raise their hand. Thank you, guys. You guys are traditionalists. Here's some of your counterparts, Tom Osborne, Paul Engler, Warren Buffett, Martin Luther King Jr. You guys are traditionalists. You guys are my favorite generation. No offense to everybody else. You guys are my favorite generation. You guys grew up as the silent generation. You're the greatest generation. You grew up in a time of World War II, the Great Depression, if not during, shortly after. And this led you guys to be very fiscally conservative. You're hardworking. You're loyal to the organization you're in. You respect authority. You guys are phenomenal. Not liking change isn't that great, but you guys aren't very risk tolerant. You have a hierarchical organization, and you're very, very similar to the Army on a command and control leadership. What I tell you to do, you do it, and you don't ask questions. No wonder you hate us. All right, if you are between the ages of 51 and 69, please raise your hand. Pete Lapisotis, where are you? Raise your hand. That is my father, and I deal with him every day, and he, more or less, he deals with me. I am so sorry. You guys are what is called the baby boomers. Hillary Clinton, Steve Jobs. You guys are great. You guys grew up in the shadows of the traditionalists. You guys were 17 million more of you than the traditionalists. Okay? You guys grew up in a healthy post-war economy. You're very egocentric. You guys, Your self-worth was determined on your career, which turned you into workaholics. We are not. You have this big picture system in place, or this big picture in place, and so you put systems in place because you understood the whole big picture of everything that was going on. But you guys do not respect titles. You have a sense of entitlement, and you guys are a top-down management. Nothing wrong with that. You guys are micromanagers. I have to tell a story that I'm going to regret telling because it'll come back to me within the next 5 years, and I have to watch going to the bar with my dad because this is going to come back and bite me in the ass. I told my dad one day, "Dad, I'm writing a speech. I have to give this speech at the symposium. You're going to be in it." "Okay, well, fine. What do you mean?" "Well, your generation micromanages." "Well, I don't micromanage." "Right? I'm not a micromanager." "You're right. You're not. You're not a part of the speech." "Well, I'm sorry. I lied." "All right. Did I say baby boomers, you're micromanagers? You guys, the average age of a rancher today is 57. The average age of a rancher today is a baby boomer. So remember this. Because this is something you need to know when dealing with us millennials. All right, if you're between the age of 35 to 50, raise your hand. Phew, I would have called you out. You guys are great. You grew up with Garth Brooks, Peyton Manning, Adam Sandler as your peers. Probably didn't know them, but whatever. You guys grew up in the shadow of the baby boomers, the shadow of this workaholic generation, right? You guys saw the most divorce rate of any generation today. You were part of corporate downsizing, government turnovers, government scandals. This led you guys to be very independent, self-reliant. You guys saw the sacrifices the baby boomers made, and you decided to work to live and not live to work. You guys enjoy a fun, flexible, teamwork environment, and you guys have even less respect for authority figures. And you expect us millennials to be awesome? All right. If you're between the ages of 16 and 34, raise your hand. That's about right. We are 80 million strong. At one point in our lives, we are going to make up 46% of the workplace. Not specific in agriculture again, but 46% of the workplace in general. Taylor Swift, Mark Zuckerberg, Ronda Rousey. She lost, dang it. This was before the fight, by the way, so bear with me. All right. Again, we are what they call the entitlement generation. You can shake your head, yes, you're not going to hurt my feelings. We're the most diverse generation. We grew up on the playground with a whole diverse culture. That was part of our lives. We are the youngest in the workplace today. We're individualistic, yes, yet team-oriented. We're confident, self-centered, tech-savvy. We don't expect to pay our dues. We want it now. Sound familiar? We want to feel valued in the work, in what we do, and we are susceptible to change. And we are multitaskers. That's a problem when we deal with the average baby boomers, right? We're a bunch of assholes. Sorry. Can I say that? All right. Too late. Oops. That was bad. Okay. All right. So before we move in on the millennials in general, I want everybody here to think about this dirty, dirty, dirty C word that nobody ever wants to confront. They hate it. They don't like it. It's not natural to them. That word is change. Think about how you can change your operation to adapt to us millennials. I'm not telling you what to do. but I'm hinting that if you don't change, there will be, you will not move forward. We're not going to adapt to you guys. I'm sorry. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? All right. I heard a quote the other day. The rate of change is never going to be as slow as it is today. Again, the rate of change will never be as slow as it is today. It's only going to progress. So get on board. I'm going to get in trouble here. All right. So us millennials, what are we about? We love a challenge. We're creative in what we do. The problem is we want to do it our own way on our own time. Here's another story that I'm going to get in trouble for saying. So we went to wean calves this fall, right? And it's Monday morning. I'm sitting at coffee like we do every day. And I asked my dad, I said, so what are we going to do this week? Are we going to wean calves? Are we not going to wean calves? Well, I don't know. Well, that's great. How am I supposed to line everybody else out for my day if I don't know what we're going to do? I don't know. Okay, that's fine. So we went out. I said, guys, I don't know what we're going to do in the next couple hours. When as soon as I know, I'll let you know. I go back to my dad's office. I sit down. I said, okay, are we going to wean calves today? Are we not going to wean calves today? Well, we could wean calves. You could have George drive the semi. You could go get the East group first. And then on Tuesday, you could go get the South group. And then you could go do this. And I have this look on my face. I might have rolled my eyes a few times. So are we going to wean calves? Well, we could do this and we can do that. And he gets technical. I said, are we going to wean calves or not? Yeah, let's wean calves. Step one, check. We're going to wean calves. I don't know what you just told me before that, but I know we're going to wean calves. That's all I need to know. Beyond that, what's the next step? What's the price? Do you want me to sex them? Do you want me to lot them different lots? What's the shrink on these calves? I need the technicals. Beyond that, I don't want to know. Okay. So he says, yes, you have Monday through Thursday to wean calves. Great, I have a challenge. I have 4 days to wean calves. Perfect. I got it done in 3. And I loved it. We worked through our lunch break. We took 15-minute lunch breaks. The guys beat me done eating. And I'm a fast eater. So this was phenomenal. Everybody was excited. We were all working together. We worked in a team. We all came up with new ideas. Hey, if we do this first and that next, we'll get done faster. Everybody was happy at the end of the day. And I did not get micromanaged. I might have, but I didn't listen. And that's okay, right? Now with that, we're going to use the internet. When we get brought up with a challenge, we're going to go to the internet. And I know you guys hate it. What's that stupid Facebook thing you guys are always doing? It's second nature to us. It's what we do. It's what we know. Hold on. All right. The next thing is if we are doing something wrong, we want to know about it, and we want to know about it right away. Don't let us sit there and be making a mistake saying, oh, my goodness, Cassie, what the hell are you doing? After processing these 100-headed cattle, you could be... I was opening the squeeze first instead of the head catch first. The whole 100-headed cattle. When we get done, don't tell me if you open the head gate first and then the squeeze, the cattle won't back up every time. Well, what the hell? So I just wasted all this time opening up the squeeze before the head catch, and now you tell me? No wonder I was pissed. Like I said, we work well in teams. We function well in teams. It's how we were brought up. We were brought up in everybody, though, is going to get rewarded the same. With that said, we need to know why we're doing what we're doing. And there, I don't know if it's in my reference pages, it should be, but there's a Simon Sinek video on how great leaders inspire action. And what he repeats over and over again, it's not what we do, it's why we do it. It's not what we do, it's why we do it. And that is prevalent in agriculture. We're horrible at telling why we do. Cassie, go wash tanks today. What? I have a college degree. Why the hell am I washing water tanks? There's somebody else that could be doing that can be paying less. Well, hey, Cassie, I'm shorthanded today. I'm not sure if you realize this, but if you wash water tanks once a week or however often you do it, those cattle are going to drink more. If those cattle drink more, they're going to eat more. Those cattle eat more. At the end of the day, when I get a close out, not only is their average daily gain going to be higher, their conversions are going to be lower. You are providing something phenomenal for this organization, and you are a part of that. Oh, okay. I'll go clean water tanks. See ya. No problem. And give me a day to do it. I'll do it by noon, by the way. Challenge me. I'm not going to, afterwards, don't come up and give me all these challenges, but I love a challenge. Give me a challenge. I'll tell you why I can do it. Tell me I can't, and I will. It's how I'm built. It's how I'm wired. All right. Here's one you guys are going to just agree with me on, and I know you all are, because we're millennials. We want it right now. Right? Dr. Pond agrees with me. We want it right now. We want a 500-head cow herd right now. What the hell? You haven't worked your way up. You guys haven't. You haven't worked to get what you have. Why do you deserve to get it right now? Well, I'm a millennial, and that's how I think. I want it, and I want it right now. That's something that comes with our generation. I'm sorry. Again, don't throw tomatoes. I really like this blouse. I'm just the messengers. Just bear with me here a little bit. Shoot, I haven't even been doing that. All right. I skipped over a whole bunch. I'm not good at this. The last one is we need praise. Growing up, our parents did nothing but give us praise. Our teachers gave us praise. We got second chances. We got third chances. We even got fourth chances. And it wasn't a problem. That's how we were brought up. We never do wrong. We're awesome. We've been told we were awesome since the day we crawled out of the womb. We are just awesome, right? We are. So I'm going to read a quick paragraph to you guys. It's in the proceedings, but I find it very valuable. Plus, I spent a lot of time on it, so I'm pretty proud of it. But today, management style is important with dealing with us millennials. It's very important. As employers, you need to clearly define your expectations, give detailed instructions on what you want done, but again, let us get it done the way we want to get it done and in our own time. We are accustomed to new ideas and constantly want to learn as long as the work we do is relevant to ourselves and to the company. Again, I'm cleaning water tanks. Not to waste time. I'm cleaning water tanks to improve our average daily gain and the conversion on every pen of cattle in this feedlot. Millennials are loyal to managers, not to companies. Think about that. We don't ride for the brand like you traditionalists and baby boomers do. We don't care. If managers are emotionally unintelligent and do not know how to handle us millennials and the frustrations we bring, we'll quit now. We're not worried about the next job. We'll figure that out. And if we don't figure it out, we have our helicopter parents, right, to figure it out for us. They'll take care of us. They'll say, oh, Cassie, you don't have a job? I have a bedroom. I'll give you supper. I'll figure it out for you. I'll go to your next interview for you, right? I've never had that happen. But that's how we're raised. So that's something I find very valuable in understanding, especially in agriculture. We're a traditional industry, right? Very traditional. I think you've heard it more than once today on Change, but we're trying to fit a non-traditional generation in a traditional workplace. And it's tough. I've dealt with millennials, and I hate us some days. But what do we have to do? We have to change. We can't do it because we've always done it that way. We've got to find a new way and say, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe we're wrong. But maybe we can try something new. So my father, again, this is actually good, Dad, so we're good here, okay. He's one of my greatest mentors that I've ever had. I mean, phenomenal. He is a baby boomer, but he's a not traditional baby boomer. He changes. And here's the greatest story of something that anybody could have ever done for me. When I graduated college, I came directly home, like stated earlier. And the feedlot that I work at today, that I manage today, is the one that he built with his bare hands. Flat out. There was not, I mean, literally. Hashtag respect, right? So within the 3 months that I moved home, he moved his office off-site of the feedlot. What? He left something he built with his bare hands. He wasn't breathing down my shoulder constantly. He wasn't saying, Cassie, why the hell did you bring that pen and cattle up that way? Why are you processing this pen and cattle before that pen and cattle? What are you thinking? I knew my mistakes before I made them, but I made a mistake. But I could fix them. I could think about it on my own time. I could do it my own way. I could be creative about it. And I'm still working for him today. And we get along. That's rare in family businesses, I'd have to say. So millennials, how do you train us? We don't know. We don't know what we want. But here's something in a book called Sticking Points, which is a very phenomenal book. And if you have any questions about the four generations in the workplace today, this is a book that I highly recommend you read. And it's how do I like knowledge transfer? How do I like to be trained? If you're a traditionalist, you're observational and oral. If you're a baby boomer, you're observational and oral. You guys were hands-on. You learned. You listened. We don't listen. If you're a Generation X, you're oral and written. If you're a millennial, you're written and videos. How do I teach a millennial on a video? Well, Cassie, go change oil in the 7610. I don't know how to change oil. This is an example. Go change it. Here's how I would do it. I'd say, okay, challenge, number one. Let me do it on my own time, number two. I'm going to get on YouTube or ask Siri, how do I change oil in a 7610? And I'm going to change the oil. I'm going to be the hero. I'm going to get it done, and I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to have you micromanage how to do it. I'm going to learn. Give me a chance to learn. Yes, I will screw up maybe once. Hopefully I'm not going to screw up too bad. But I'm going to screw up. But again, I need to do it on my own time. I need to do it my own way. And I need to be creative about it. So, where are we at now? You guys want to sit here and me to talk to you about millennials and how millennials work, and you need to learn about us. And you better do it, and you better do it fast. Because soon enough, we're going to have Generation Z. Shit. Thank you guys very much. I hope it was helpful. If you have any questions, I'll be around later.